Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The New England Patriots will not be at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City this afternoon to play the Chiefs. The Pats' highly anticipated matchup against the defending Super Bowl champions has been postponed because players for the Pats and Chiefs have tested positive for the coronavirus. It is widely reported that on the Pats, the affected player is quarterback Cam Newton. Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN and joins us now. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What can you confirm about Cam Newton's situation and other Patriots players' tests?
So Cam Newton had a positive test, and then after that, the ensuing tests that he had confirmed that positive. The players around him have all had tests that have come back negative, and that includes coaches as well. So at this point, it's one isolated positive test, but the Patriots know that that doesn't necessarily mean they're out of the woods at this point.
Can you give us the timeline of how this unfolded?
So Cam Newton and all players and coaches undergo tests each morning. And the test that Cam Newton took Friday morning, the results came back Friday night. And that's when they had the positive result. What they did was they brought Cam and all the players in for their regular testing Saturday to confirm that it wasn't a false positive. And they also added a couple of additional tests. One is a rapid test, just where they could get more of a quick confirmation as to whether that was a confirmed positive test.
You have a lot of information here, but none of it has been publicly released by the Patriots organization or the NFL. What's with that?
So this comes back to the HIPAA laws, and they don't publicly disclose players that have positive tests. What they do is put them on a COVID reserve list if they either had a positive test or if they've been exposed to someone who has had a positive test. And so it gets into a little bit of the nitty-gritty and the specifics, but ultimately, if we were to boil it down, it comes back to not wanting to violate the HIPAA.
And so Cam Newton has been added to the COVID-19 reserve list.
That's accurate. Cam has been added to that list, and it's also interesting to note he is the first player that the Patriots have had added to that list all year.
Now, we're told the league has strict protocols that need to be followed when a player tests positive for the coronavirus. What are the next steps?
So Cam immediately goes into quarantine, and he is separated from the team. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is the facility is shut down. No one's allowed in the facility, and everything becomes virtual in nature. Now, the tests continue, so the players and coaches are showing up to get tested, but then they immediately leave the trailer that's outside the stadium where they get tested, and then everything happens virtually.
And what happens in terms of the schedule?
It's sort of a wait and see in terms of what happens with the schedule, because if there's a string of positive tests, they will have to make a decision on whether to go forward with the game. Now, they're operating right now under the assumption that these tests will come back negative and to prepare to play this game possibly on Monday. And what that would mean for the Patriots, if these tests continue to come back negative, is that they might fly to Kansas City on Monday, the day of the game, which is actually very unusual. Usually the team leaves the day before they would play a game.
Mike, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN.